labeled heresy. Now, I know that's a serious verdict, but I think there's ample evidence to bear it out. At almost every turn, the Word Faith movement has tainted, twisted, garbled, misunderstood, corrupted, or obliterated the crucial doctrines of Christian faith. Let me help you with that by looking at some of them. First of all, the Word Faith movement has the wrong God. I believe it is fair to say that the God of the Word Faith movement is not the God of the Bible. Word Faith teaching, in effect, listen to this, sets the individual believer, are you ready for this, above God, and turns God into Santa Claus, or a genie, or a valet, who is there to do whatever the Christian tells him. See, these Word Faith teachers are their own supreme authority. Kenneth Hagin, who is patriarchal in this movement, wrote this booklet called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. He tells about seeing a vision of Jesus, and he says to him, "Dear Lord, I have two sermons I preach concerning the woman who touched your clothes and was healed when you were on earth. I received both of these sermons by inspiration." I'm quoting him. Later on, he quotes what Jesus told him in reply. Jesus said, "You're correct. My spirit, the Holy Spirit, has endeavored to get another sermon into your spirit, but you failed to pick it up. While I'm here, I will do what you ask. I will give you that sermon outline. Now get your pencil and paper and write it down." That's what Jesus said to him, he says. Hagin claims to have received numerous visions as well as 8 personal visitations from Jesus. Hagin has written, quote, "The Lord himself taught me about prosperity. I never read about it in a book. I got it directly from heaven." That claim is a lie, outright. I'll show you why a little later. You see, they believe, or they want everybody else to believe, that God is giving this information to them. Do you understand, beloved, that if you do not have a closed canon, and if Scripture did not end with the book of Revelation, if you believe that God is still giving revelation, there is no way to stop the flood. Everybody's claiming God speaks to them. Fortunately for the Word Faith people, God is telling them exactly what they want Him to say. They've created God in the image they want Him to be. For example, they have no concept of God as sovereign. Scripture says in Psalm 103:19, "The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all." What that simply means is God's in charge of everybody and everything. God is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, 1 Timothy 6:15. Yet in the volumes of Word Faith material that